Good morning. This is Mitch Gaynor once again from Glasshouse Country and Millennium News and the Sentinel newspaper. Got another big week in news across the region. Over at the Glasshouse Mountains, we've talked to a Biwa woman who is set to be evicted from a property this week, who says laws are now completely stacked against tenants despite changes that were made last year meant to, help them in what everyone knows is a pretty shocking housing crisis. We've all seen some of the outcomes of the pressures on housing at the moment, and this lady, she's 68 years old, has a disability, is on a pension, and it's a really sad story. We're just trying to raise awareness about this and about a lot of people, especially over the age of 55, who are struggling with housing at the moment. So keep an eye out for that story. We talked from last week's story about the Hanson Quarry. They've been asked to answer a lot of questions about the quarry from council, talked to stakeholders involved in their application, saying whether they're happy with the amount of information that's been required from them. Got a really cool story. It's a great picture on the front page of our paper this week about the Glasshouse Christian College's Robo Cup team that won a national competition against 439 other students around the country. So keep a lookout for that story. And we've got an 8-page real estate lift out ahead of spring selling season. If you want to sell your house, now's the time. The Sunshine Coast median house value is set to pass $1 million for the first time. It's about $990,000, if you can believe that. So we'd talk to that story and also look at the number of people moving up to the region, including the Moreton Bay area as well. Over at the Sentinel, we're talking about SEQ Water, which has confirmed that the once iconic Cormorant Bay Cafe at Wivenhoe Dam will not be reopening after sitting empty for 5 years. It's a sad story, and we just talked to more detail about that. We went out to a couple of schools this week, including Kilcoy State School. They're very excited to showcase their annual science expo. We've got some great pics of all the kids there and all the little experiments they've been doing over the past few months. It's a nice one to keep an eye out on. We've got 22 locals who attended it's a fifth annual asset building club on August 6th in Burbengary to learn about, the tricks and tips about buying your first home. It's always something you kind of do once or twice in your life, so it's always good to have the best advice around. And we've also got a story about two Moreton Bay locals who've been nominated for a QBank Everyday Heroes Award, a Narangbar veteran and paramedic, and a young Moreton Bay State Emergency Service volunteer. So some really nice stories there across the Sentinel and Glasshouse Country and Millennium News. Pick up a copy at one of our dozens of drop-off points around the area, and we'll see you again next week. This is Mitch Gaynor. Thanks for having me. Bye.